Only minutes ago, Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered Democrats a short-term debt ceiling increase, one that will last through November, as he says, to give Democrats the time to pass a debt limit increase through the reconciliation process. And this comes only an hour after President Biden sat down with Secretary Yellen, as well as the CEOs of the NASDAQ, JP Morgan, and Citigroup, all of whom pleading with Congress to act urgently. And fortunately, we have Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland with us. And Senator, thank you for joining us today. I want to get your reaction to the situation as you sit across the aisle from McConnell and the Republicans here.
Well, Senator McConnell is playing an extremely dangerous game with the credit of the United States. We've indicated that the Democrats are prepared to increase the debt ceiling without the support of the Republicans. We just want them to allow us to take a vote. To go through reconciliation will take a long period of time, and then the uncertainty remains, which is not good for our market. At the end of the day, it's going to be the Democrats alone that looks like they're going to vote on the debt ceiling. So if that's the case, let us do it today. We have a bill that was sent over from the House that will allow us to raise the debt ceiling. Let's get it done. But the Republicans are blocking us from taking it up, running dangerously close to defaulting on our debt. But quite frankly, the later we wait, the more damage is being done. We know that there's a cost involved in uncertainty. So let's remove the uncertainty today.
Yeah, Senator, thank you so much for being with us. We know you have a very busy day. We saw the stock market actually start to bounce back once news of a possible deal between Senators McConnell and Schumer started to hit the wires. Do you happen to know the parameters of that deal yet?
I'm not certain there is a deal at this particular moment. Let's recognize what we're trying to do. It's not increasing government spending. We're just paying for which already has been spent. And that was done under Donald Trump's administration. And the Republicans and Democrats supported a lot of that new debt. So it's our responsibility to pay our bills right now. The simplest way for us to do it is to pass the bill that already passed the House. It's a simple extension of the debt ceiling till December of next year. Let's get that done now. Mitch McConnell has changed his mind six times. First, he says use budget reconciliation when he knows that's going to take us beyond the target date of a default. Now he's saying he'll give us a short-term extension. So while we can do that, knowing full well that it's going to be challenging for us to reconcile the House and Senate on the process he wants us to use, because the Republicans then can delay that. Any one senator can delay that process. Right now, we have a chance of getting it done. Stop playing games. Let us vote on the debt ceiling at this particular moment. It's already what we spent. It's the reputation and credit of the United States that's at stake.
Well, Senator, we've been through this before. I'm sure you have, too. And from my perspective, an outsider from D.C., this always seems to get resolved somehow at the last minute, usually not a market-moving event. But we have seen it do that. 10 years ago, S&P downgraded the debt of the United States, in part because of some of the horse trading that was going on there and the inaction. Is this something that we should really be – how concerned should we be that this isn't possibly resolved by the deadline that Janet Yellen has said is October 18th?
Well, there's many of us who would like to get rid of this ritual of raising the debt ceiling, since it is meaningless as far as the money that we're spending. It only can affect the cost of credit, not only to the government on the government bonds, but mortgages and interest rates on student loans. All that could be impacted by our failure to act timely on raising the debt ceiling. I expect we're going to get it done. I think we're going to get it done sooner rather than later. I think the Democrats are prepared to take whatever actions necessary to protect the credit of the United States of America. It's just very frustrating that the Republicans are delaying this and making us use extraordinary measures when we should have a simple vote on the debt ceiling on the floor now. We shouldn't be delaying it any longer. So, do I think that we will go into default? No, I think we'll get it done, but we shouldn't be doing the procedures right now that are delaying the action by the Senate.
Senator, I just want to ask you about the fate of the debt ceiling going forward. Treasury Secretary Yellen has gone on the record as saying she would support abolishing it. Today, we heard J.P. Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon, speaking from the White House there alongside President Biden, also throwing his support behind that idea. Would you be in favor of just getting rid of the debt ceiling?
Yes, absolutely. I think it is a situation where it doesn't have a check on our spending. It doesn't have an impact on where we spend our money. All it does is jeopardize the credit of the United States. The debt ceiling or the amount of debt we have is directly related to what we've authorized on spending and what we spend, not by raising the debt ceiling. So, yes, let's get rid of this. Let's eliminate this problem in the future. I'm all for that. We had a recommendation when I first got to Congress by then Congressman Gephardt that once we pass the bills, it automatically raises the debt ceiling, either that or get rid of it altogether.
Senator, I want to shift gears a little bit to a separate but related issue, and that is the vote on infrastructure that was supposed to take place late last week, did not happen. Can you give us an update on the status of that infrastructure bill?
Right. That bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed the Senate, it's going to pass the House. The president's going to sign it. The challenge is that we have two bills. The reconciliation budget is along with the bipartisan bill. Both need to get to the president's desk. We are in active negotiations as to the size and scope of the reconciliation budget. We expect to get that done within the next couple of weeks. Then I think you'll see both bills move and end up on the president's desk. But to me, it's clear that the infrastructure bill needs to pass and will pass.
And Senator, want to ask you quick about the spending plan. We expect it to be slimmed down a little bit, but the Federal Reserve has even said they think the economy is strong enough to stand on its own two feet, so much so that they're, you know, looking at now planning to roll back some of that pandemic era stimulus. Is it fiscally prudent to be spending trillions of dollars right now on all sorts of programs?
Well, I'm not sure we're going to be spending that by adding to the deficit of the country or heating up our economy. We're talking about offsetting, and I mean really offsetting these expenses with revenues coming into the Treasury. So there will be an offset on the impact on our economy. I think if we use genuine offsets, that it minimizes the risk that you were referring to. So I can tell you we are committed to making sure that we pay for these programs.
As Senator, we certainly thank you for joining us today. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland.